Welcome to episode 21 of the Repossible Podcast. I'm your host, Bradley Charbonneau. It must be Thursday. I just left Los Angeles, California, where I spent every day of the past 2 weeks visiting my hero. I don't know what else to call him, my mentor, my secret mentor, Tony. He's 104 years old, still works every day, although he wouldn't call it work. Paints, creates, draws, colors, does some architecture with sticks and glue, and does things I hope not only can I do at that age, but I hope I can do it half his age. He's pretty much all there, still in his head. He shuffles around with his walker, but I recorded several visit with him over the past few weeks, and I'm going to sprinkle them out over the coming weeks because I'm not sure there's better content anywhere out there. YouTube, podcasts, audiobooks. I don't know. This guy's 104. He's been around the block. Knows a few things. And also, I'm just kind of infatuated with the guy. So here's a little 2 minutes plus of talking about sort of creativity, inspiration, where it comes from, how to get it, how to hold on to it, how to wait for it. Here's 2 minutes with Tony. Hope you like it.
When you do something like this, do you first outline?
Yeah, yeah. Something as big as that, yeah.
Because maybe you have to plan it a little bit, right?
Oh, sure, yeah. Okay. But that, I just did it offhand.
Yeah.
I lightly lay it out first.
Yeah.
And then I fill it in.
Yeah. I try to do that more with my writing.
Uh-huh.
It helps if I outline.
Yeah.
First, I have an idea of what.
Yeah.
Okay, there'd be five sections, three parts in each section.
Uh-huh.
And it goes maybe like this arc, and that helps then.
Sure.
To write it. But do you also have that with a drawing?
Yeah.
But then, like you said about the log, that one you just saw the face inside.
Yeah.
And you had to set it free.
Yeah.
Or let it out.
Sometimes it comes without asking for it, and sometimes you gotta struggle. To get something.
Yeah.
It's really amazing. So that, when that happens, I just sit back and hope it comes.
But do you do any... So let's say it's not coming so easily. Then what do you do?
Well, no. Once you get the idea, there's always some of the struggle, no matter how it comes.
Yeah.
Sometimes it comes... The thing that makes it easy if the idea comes quicker rather than slower.
Yeah. But if it's coming slowly, can you hurry it up or no?
Well, if the idea is so good that I get right with it as fast as I can, yeah. It depends. It's a great variation.
Yeah. But are there methods to allow it to come to you more quickly or better or more clearly?
Well, it varies.
It varies.
If it, you know, sometimes you run dry.
Yeah.
And nothing seems to work.
Yeah.
When that happens, which, as far as I'm concerned, didn't happen very often, when it does happen, I just sit back and do something else.
Yeah.
Something that's totally different. I read a book or play some music, something like that.
Yeah. Get your mind off it.
Yeah.
And then maybe it opens up
right
to come in.